From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Ariana Prothero. A conference on growing Miami's technology sector is taking place Wednesday at the New World Center on Miami Beach. Richard Florida is one of the organizers, and yes, that's his real last name. Florida is an urban studies expert, a senior editor for The Atlantic, and a part-time Miami Beach resident. Florida calls Miami a laboratory in urban transformation.
How you take a place that had been run into the ground during the 50s and 60s suburban shift that was a poster place for urban decay, and then all of a sudden engage a process of urban transformation around arts and culture.
Florida wrote the book Rise of the Creative Class about a decade ago. In it, he talks about how a successful city needs three things, each starting with the letter T. The first is technology.
But I was living in Pittsburgh at the time, teaching at Carnegie Mellon University, a great technology institute, watching all the great technology companies, and they would move away. I said, oh, well, we need a second T, talent. And that's good. But a lot of places have good universities. But that's not enough. You need to be tolerant. You need to be open-minded. You need to be the kind of place that treats women and men fairly equally, that's open-minded with regard to race and ethnicity. Well, the examples of cities who get this are San Francisco, Boston, Seattle, Austin. I can go down a few more. But I said, on the other hand, there are cities like Miami. And I pointed to a Miami as a city that was very, in a sense, diverse. It might still has a ways to go on tolerance. Diverse, a lot of racial and ethnic diversity, a thriving gay climate, gay festivals. But, you know, it didn't have enough technology. And it's just funny, 10 years later, looking at Miami, we're doing Startup Miami, which is focused on building up that first T.
Okay, so what is Startup City Miami?
The idea of bringing, over time, not just a single event, but building a presence of Miami as an idea capital. We have arts and culture. We have urban transformation in South Beach, in Miami Beach, in the Design District, in Brickell, in Wynwood, in downtown Miami. The idea was, could we leverage all of that to make Miami a set of new ideas, particularly around entrepreneurship and technology? And could we leverage Miami's urban transformation, its ongoing artistic and cultural transformation, as a source of innovation and new technology startups?
So a technology company moving into Wynwood.
Yeah, I think that is a goal. But our goal is I think, bigger and more macro. You know, like our airport connects to London and New York and Europe and Latin America, and we're part of a global system of travel. We have not yet been a part of a global exchange of ideas. We've been a lovely place to come and visit and go on vacation and avoid cold weather and snow. One would hope that over time, events like this could make Miami part of the global exchange in commerce and trade and ideas.
And I've been speaking with Richard Florida. Thank you so much, Richard, for speaking with me today.
Thank you. It's great being with you.
Startup Miami is being presented by The Atlantic and the Knight Foundation. The event takes place Wednesday at the New World Center on Miami Beach. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Ariana Prothero.